Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 22nd. The grains closed lower with December corn down 7.25 cents at 561.25. September wheat down 18.5 cents at 692.25. And November beans down 27.25 cents at 1362.25. The corn, the wheat were 10 cents off the lows. The beans were 20 off the lows. The bean oil was about 140 off its lows. So we opened up lower. Excuse me. We put some pressure on the thing early. We made our lows around just before 10 o'clock, and then we started to rally. Once again, it looks like, you know, either people looked at the weather forecast or somebody changed it. I was surprised we were down almost the better part of 45 cents in the beans. I thought it was too much considering the forecast to me don't look like they've changed it that much. We're going to be hot and dry for the next 8 days. And then they keep putting rain in and taking it out for the month of August. So I don't know who you want to believe, but it looks like they took it out at 10 o'clock, put it back in at about 12:30, 12:45. So, you know, everything that's going on here has really been a function of the weather algorithms getting in and out of this thing left and right. So it's causing a lot of chop. I mean, but let's look at some of the things we do know out here. The Argentinians are going to cut back on biodiesel, which means their soy oil can go into consumption out here. That's bearish. The canola crop is bigger than anybody thought it was. That's bearish for the oil. We're going to have some rains around. That's a little bit bearish depending on where they get them. But on the other hand, if we're hot and dry the next 8 or 10 days, it's going to have an impact on corn yields. Now, the beans, you know, take your pick. Do you want it to be hot and dry in August or do you want it to be rainy in August? Because you can find a forecast that'll give you whatever you want out there, it seems like. And then they'll both change it in the next hour or two. So it's really been a major flip-flop out here. I would say that, as I've been saying, that every one of these rallies seems to have less steam to it. And that isn't bullish in my opinion. Now, the Minneapolis wheat came back, rallied 24.75 cents against Chicago. That gets back most of what it lost yesterday. I think we lost something like 32 cents yesterday or 31 cents yesterday. So we got a lot of it back. But it seems to me that we've broken the back of this thing a little bit, but fundamentally, I don't see any improvements out in the Northwest that are going to change how tight the milling wheat is out there. So, you know, it's really a mixed bag out here. The only thing I can tell you is what I would tell you every day. If you have unsold grain, take a look at buying some puts to protect the downside between now and harvest. If you sold grain or want to sell grain, go ahead and look to buy back call options to keep the upside open. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.